This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency, the lira, has stabilized for now on global markets. But tensions between the U.S. and Turkey persist, with the Trump administration warning of more economic pressure on Ankara if it refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant minister Andrew Brunson. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientists, Sergen Golka, brought home as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
President Donald Trump is said to be frustrated over a lack of progress in the dispute. A White House official is quoted as saying if no progress is seen in the next few days or a week, there could be further action. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu warned Tuesday that pressure and threats and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for further dialogue. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's campaign said he has won re-election based on their vote count in a runoff contest that his opponent, former Finance Minister Sibela Cisse, said was fraudulent. He said he rejects the results.
La mission de l'Union européenne appelle les candidats.
Meanwhile, European Union observer mission head Cécile Kayenga appealed for restraint and avoid announcing their own estimates ahead of provisional results. Those are due out Wednesday. She said her mission saw no fraud, but rather problems in what she called procedural irregularities. Militant violence closed hundreds of polling stations on Election Day Sunday, and turnout was reported low. This